Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The first baseman, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Robinson Cancel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Scott Carl. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Scott Carl. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Edgar Renteria. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe McEwing. Batting third. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Craig Paquette. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eduardo Perez. Batting sixth. The center fielder, J.D. Drew. Batting seventh. The catcher, Alberto Castillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Placido Polanco. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Ankiel. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Rick Ankiel. And now, play ball. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Loretta hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Perez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Edgar Renteria batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Renteria takes first base on ball 4. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis takes first base on ball 4. McEwing moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette takes first base on ball 4. McEwing moves to third. Tatis moves to second. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. McEwing scores. Tatis moves to third. Paquette moves to second. It's 1-0, Cardinals. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Drew strikes out. 2 outs. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnitz strikes out. One out. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ochoa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Polanco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. the Cardinals will come to bat. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polanco hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ankiel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Renteria is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Renteria hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ankiel moves to second. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. McEwing is 0-for-1 in the game. McEwing hits a fly ball into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tatis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tatis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carl fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Castillo fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Castillo. Valentin moves to second. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cancel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ankiel covering, for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carl strikes out. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Grissom is 0-for-1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Renteria scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Paquette is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Grissom. Perez reaches second base with a double. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Drew is 0-for-1 in the game. Drew is hit by the pitch. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Polanco is 0-for-1 in the game. Polanco hits a line drive towards third. Cirillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Loretta is 0-for-1 in the game. Loretta hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McEwing. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett strikes out. Two outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard takes first base on ball four. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Belliard moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Cardinals, 1. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rick Ankiel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ankiel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ankiel strikes out. 1 out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Renteria is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McEwing is 0 for 2 in the game. McEwing hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Loretta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Tatis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Carl fires to first and has Renteria trapped. There's the throw to Belliard, who tags Renteria for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cancel is 0 for 1 in the game. Cancel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carl is 0 for 1 in the game. Carl hits a line drive into center field. Drew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Drew. Carl moves to third. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 2 in the game. Loretta hits a fly ball into center field. Drew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tatis strikes out. 1 out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Perez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Paquette moves to second. 2 outs. J.D. Drew is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Drew is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Drew hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe McEwing now playing center field. Manny Ibar now pitching. Willie McGee now playing left field. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops it up and throws to first, with Ibar covering, for the out. 2 outs. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Belliard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Belliard hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ochoa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Polanco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Alberto Castillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Castillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Castillo strikes out. 1 out. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Polanco is 0 for 2 in the game. Polanco hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Burnett's. Polanco reaches second base with a double. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGee strikes out. 2 outs. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Renteria is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Renteria hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Valentin is hit by the pitch. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cancel is 0 for 2 in the game. Cancel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Scott Carl is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carl is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carl bunts towards the mound. Ibar fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentin moves to second. 2 outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Grissom is 0 for 3 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 2-1, Brewers. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. There goes Grissom. The throw from Castillo and he is safe. Grissom steals second. Mark Loretta batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Loretta is 0 for 3 in the game. Loretta takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McGee. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Grissom scores. Loretta goes all the way around to score. Cirillo moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. Lance Painter now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Burnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Polanco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Joe McEwing is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McEwing is 0 for 3 in the game. McEwing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tatis is hit by the pitch. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Acevedo now pitching. Thomas Howard now playing right field. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Belliard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ochoa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ochoa hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Valentin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tatis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. David Weathers now pitching. Eduardo Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Perez strikes out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marcus Jensen pinch hits for Alberto Castillo. Marcus Jensen is at the plate with a count of 2-0. The umpire calls a balk on Weathers. Howard moves to second. Marcus Jensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Jensen hits a line drive into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Placido Polanco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Polanco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Polanco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marcus Jensen now catching. Robinson Cancel is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cancel is 0-for-3 in the game. Cancel strikes out. One out. Kevin Barker pinch hits for David Weathers. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Barker strikes out. Two outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Grissom is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grissom takes first base on ball 4. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Loretta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Charlie Green now catching. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Edgar Renteria is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Renteria is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Renteria strikes out. Two outs. Adam Kennedy pinch hits for Joe McEwing. Adam Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Loretta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.